The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, we're rolling through another day on the Business News Hour. What are we talking about right now? Taxes, kids. I mean, that is that time of the year. And with us in studio, back again for a return visit, is Bob Saylor. He is with Block Advisors, and we're pleased to have him back with us. Bob, welcome back to the News Hour. Good to have you here, sir.
Well, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Big time, isn't it? I mean, this is your go-to time, I would suspect.
It is. Very busy this time of year.
Yeah. So how did you get time enough to get out of there to come do this?
Well, as soon as I leave here, I'm going back to work.
Is that right?
Yes.
Pushing that pencil.
Yes.
Well, this is an interesting thing that's happened. On January 29th, the IRS started to accept these electronic returns. But they're not releasing funds until February. Why'd they do that, do you think?
Well, they're holding up returns with refundable credits. And so they can examine them more closely and examine the returns. And it's kind of a fraud thing. So.
That's what I understand. This started, I think it was last year, didn't they? That they were starting to withhold those refunds so that they could check the facts relative to make sure that people weren't scamming the system.
Yes.
Yeah. So that had a lot of people a little upset because they're expecting those immediate refunds.
A lot of people look forward to that every year.
Is that deal. Let me ask you, Bob, is from a financial standpoint, is that a wise thing to do? I mean, let me just give you a scenario. Let's say you pay, $1,000 more to the federal government, okay, than what you should have.
Yep.
And then you get your refund check back in wherever. Is that smart? I mean, is that money management? I would think even if you put that $1,000 in a bank at 1.5% interest, you're ahead of the game.
If you can put that money in the bank, yes, you're ahead of the game. But people use it as a forced savings account.
Forced savings account.
Forced savings account.
Yeah, I guess. I kind of need my money now rather than doing it that way. So what is the earned income credit? What is all this, the Advanced Child Credit, American Opportunity? What are all these credits?
Well, they're credits for different people in different situations, like the American Opportunity Credit is for those seeking education and college education. Advanced Child Tax Credit is for those with children under the age of 16. And the earned income credit's based on children and the income.
Income has to be under a certain amount for you to qualify for that.
Yes.
So all of these credits that are going on, why did they pass these credits? What's the goal here? See, I'm asking the things off script, Bob.
No, that's okay. Actually, the earned income credit started under the Nixon administration.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. It's grown since then, really expanded under Clinton. It first started as a way to refund Social Security taxes that people paid.
Oh, okay.
It was tied to Social Security, but it's expanded quite a bit since then.
As most things have, right?
Yes, they have.
All right. So we were talking right at the beginning about these electronically filed returns and getting refundable credits and having to wait for your money. So does everybody have to wait?
Well, if you don't have refundable credits, you don't have to wait. Also, H&R Block offers what's called the refund advance, which is up to $3,000 for qualifying taxpayers.
So even if your refund is delayed by the IRS,
yes.
Now, do you pay a penalty on that $3,000, or how does that work?
It's an interest free loan with no fees attached, and
interesting. So let's work through this for just a second. Bob Saylor, ladies and gentlemen, from Block Advisors, is with us. So if I'm getting a refund of $2,500, let's say, and I sign on the little thingawop that my refund then goes to Block Advisors, is that how that works?
No, it goes to a bank.
It goes to a bank.
The bank of the internet, BoFi.
Okay. But that's how you guys get your money back.
That's correct.
Okay. But it's a no-interest loan.
Yes.
Interesting. What is a refund advance? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, it's the refund advance. Can be up to $3,000.
Yeah. And how long does this go on for? I mean, how long?
It ends February 28th.
Why an early ending like that? And how come? Is it because you guys want to know how much you're on the line for?
Well, it's those people that file early are most interested in their money.
Later
filers usually owe.
Is that the way it goes?
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, some of us, though, that are late filers, you know, we just kind of are also putting it off.
That's true.
That's true. So this whole idea about this advance, refund advance, so it goes to a bank and...
The bank does some underwriting and looks at their credit, and they make the decision whether to accept it and give the loan.
So it's not necessarily automatic. So there is some pre-qualifications here and some underwriting going on. Got it. Okay. Are the Iowa refunds being delayed, Bob?
It's still early in the season. I haven't heard so far this year. Although last year, I do know Iowa refunds were delayed.
Right. And I think the state did that for some budgetary reasons, didn't they?
I believe you're right,
yes. Yeah, you know, they're always playing around with our money up there under the Golden Dome, for crying out loud. What we have looming, as a matter of fact, right in front of us, I mean, there's all kinds of things going on, Bob. I mean, the government is poised for another shutdown or another potential shutdown towards the end of this week. There's conversation about the Dreamers and that act being done on the 5th of March, I think it is. And President Trump has said he's not going to budge on that. And so there's a lot of federal stuff that goes into this. How is that impacting the work that you do?
Well, the IRS has said that they will not delay refunds to the people. However, if you have an audit or... You call the IRS, you might be on the phone a lot longer.
Busy signal, right?
Yes.
I understand, and this is off subject a bit, but I understand that one of the budget proposals, okay, in the federal budget is to give more money to the IRS because they were cut a number of years ago, and so they weren't able to process as many forms or audit as many forms. Any truth to that?
That's what I've heard, too, and it would be helpful because then the IRS could help serve a lot more people then. So
yeah. One of the things about the IRS, and I know people don't like the IRS. They don't like paying taxes, but they certainly do like driving on roads and over bridges and, you know, flying airplanes and all those other kinds of things. All of that. I have a good friend. His name is Desmond Adams, and he once said, and I'll never forget it, he said, you know, paying taxes is the patriotic thing to do. What we need to do is watch how we spend that money and through better stewardship. Would you kind of agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, I would think you would. It's kind of a common sense thing. Thank you, Desmond. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Bob Saylor, ladies and gentlemen, he is with Block Advisors. Now, we're used to calling this H&R Block. How did it get to be Block Advisors? What's all that about?
Block Advisors is a separate brand of it's a brand of H&R Block, and we're a little bit more. We do tax planning and business services.
How long have you been with Block?
Well, next year will be my 30th year, unfortunately.
Is that right?
Yeah, I know. I started when I was 14.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't look any older than 35. Come on, man. Good stuff.
Good thing we're on the radio.
Yeah. Well, I have a face for radio, as a matter of fact, so that's why I'm here. Great stuff. It is Block Advisors. Where's your office at, by the way?
We're in Johnston, Iowa on Merle Hay Road.
Oh, so that part of Johnston is going to be getting quite the facelift over the next several years if their economic development people have anything to say about it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's waterways and parks and all kinds of things coming that way. It's an exciting time to live in central Iowa. It really is.
Uh-huh.
Well, congratulations on almost 30 years at Block. Pushing that pencil, man, making sure everything works out all right. Bob Saylor, ladies and gentlemen, is his name. His offices are up in Johnston. We will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. Thanks so much for coming in and doing this.
Well, thank you, Michael. Really appreciate it.
Get back to work, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Push that pencil, brother. All right, we've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street, talking about investments and taxes and those kinds of things. What did the markets do? We'll be back with more on the NewsHour.